At this time, I'd like for us to spend a few moments. Well, if you know me, it's a bit more than a few moments. But I will say this, I do not have the longest sermon preached at Asquith this year. Well, there's only one other person that's preached here this year. So we're going to spend a bit of a time looking at a most familiar psalm. In fact, looking back, it's most frequently used as our call to worship on our Thanksgiving Eve service, that being Psalm 100. The word thanks and its cognates, thanksgiving, etc., occur about 162 times in the Scriptures. But by far the most populous location for those words is in the book of Psalms, particularly in psalms that are labeled as psalms of thanksgiving, like Psalm 100. This psalm is indeed familiar for most of us, but it gives us a proper view of not only the holiday that we celebrate tomorrow, but what must be the very nature of the Christian life lived by the believer in the world today. And so this evening, as we prepare to consider this psalm of thanks, let's first go to the one to whom we must give thanks. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, as we come to your word, Lord, we want to thank you, first of all, for your word, your living breath, your special revelation, which leads us by the work of your Holy Spirit to Christ, shows us our need, reveals our Savior. And so, Lord, as we gather this evening, we pray that your Spirit would work within us, that we would be a people who offer you ceaseless praise. For, Lord, we give you this time now in Jesus' name. Amen. We turn now to God's very own word, that which is inspired and therefore infallible and inerrant, that we may walk as we have been created to do. We'll read this evening Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. For the Lord is good, and his steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. I missed Thanksgiving. That was my thought as I lay soaking wet in the back of a Trailways bus, making my way home from Greensboro, North Carolina, a couple hours after midnight, and Thanksgiving Day was over. You see, when I was both in high school and in college, I was a huge professional wrestling fan. And by huge, I mean I was deeply invested. I photographed local shows down in Baltimore. I was a photographer and an in-ring referee for a local organization of professional wrestlers. I traveled with friends throughout Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and southern Pennsylvania for shows. But in 1985, for Thanksgiving, my friend Jeff and I woke up before dawn, and Jeff's father drove us downtown to the former Trailways bus station. We took an early morning bus that went through all of God's country, it seemed like, and by mid-afternoon, we ended up in Greensboro, North Carolina. So we walk out of the bus station, and downtown Greensboro was a ghost town, actually. And we got a cab and went over to the Greensboro Coliseum, and then we began to wander around looking for a place to get something to eat, but everything was closed. It was Thanksgiving Day. So we went to the show. A show considered by most old-school wrestling fans as the best pay-per-view wrestling show of all time. Starrcade 85. I know that's important to all of you. We thoroughly enjoyed the show, and I have to tell you, my friend Jeff and I were actually in the video that was released of the show on several different places. But when the show was over, okay, we left the arena in the midst of a pouring storm, and we had to wander again to find a taxi. Eventually, we did. We got back to the bus station where we waited a couple of hours and then boarded a bus, which again would bring us back to Baltimore, and it was there on the bus that I thought to myself, I missed Thanksgiving. But had I? My family was extremely gracious. They had waited. They did not have their Thanksgiving meal on Thanksgiving Day. They waited until I was home and exhausted and tired, but we had our Thanksgiving meal together. And I learned at that point that, you know what, Thanksgiving isn't really just one day, one Thursday in November, but we can and we should give thanks every day. As a few years later, I'd be saved by the Lord's grace, I grew to learn that Thanksgiving should actually be every day for the Christian. So we can never truly miss Thanksgiving. And therefore, what I want us to take out of all of this wonderful revelation in Psalm 100 is for us to understand that Thanksgiving is essential. It is the essential component of the Christian life. Hopefully, we can come to that conclusion this evening as we look again briefly at six questions regarding this Psalm of Thanksgiving. If I really wanted to unpack this, we would be here through Thanksgiving probably, but we're going to just briefly touch on a few things. The first question we must answer is a simple one. Actually, they all are. Who is called to give thanks? Verse 1 says, make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Thanksgiving is to pour forth from the entirety of the creation. All of this that we see was made to bring glory and honor to the Father. He provides rain to nourish warmth so that things may grow, and he cares for all that he has made. Therefore, Jesus in the gospel says, you know what, even the rocks will cry out. But the main idea here is not so much that the inanimate creation is to bring God's praise, but all the Lord's image bearers are to bring him praise. All his image bearers. Believer and unbeliever alike are called, make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. There are none that have the excuse to ignore this most basic command of the Scriptures. In fact, that's the sin that all of man is guilty of. We all fail to worship and give praise to God as he is due. And so then this verse leads us immediately to a second question, which we've already answered, but anyway, to whom are we to give thanks? Verse 1, make a joyful noise to the Lord. Verse 2, serve the Lord. Verse 3, know that the Lord, he is God. Verse 5, for the Lord is good. To whom are we to give thanks? The Lord, all capitals. Which you all know, the Hebrew word that was read there, Adonai, meaning Lord, actually is replacing what is in the Hebrew text, which is the revealed name of God at the time that he sends Moses to bring his people to salvation. It's the revealed name, Yahweh, Jehovah. It's a revelation of the triune God. Indeed, as we just sang, praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. The Lord is the one alone to whom we are called to give thanks. You know, here's the reality. Tomorrow, atheists will gather to celebrate Thanksgiving, but they will not give thanks to the Lord. Jewish families will gather tomorrow around the table to celebrate Thanksgiving, but they will not give praise to the triune God. Muslim families will gather around the table, but again, they will not give praise to the triune God. All sorts of people will gather tomorrow, but most will literally blaspheme and have nothing to do with giving thanks to the Lord who alone is worthy. All the earth is commanded to give thanks to the Lord alone, but then the third question comes to us, well, how? How are we to give thanks? And the text provides us two answers to that question. The first is that we are to serve the Lord with gladness. We are servants. We aren't the Lord. We will never be the masters and commanders and lords of our own destiny. We serve the Lord. And the scriptures tell us we are to serve the Lord with all of our heart, with all of our mind, with all of our soul, and with all of our strength, holding nothing back. I don't know if you're like me, but I like to hold some of that back for me. But we are to give it all to the Lord. Serve the Lord. And we don't just do so begrudgingly. We serve the Lord with gladness. It's like they say at Chick-fil-A. It's actually getting kind of old. My pleasure. It should be our pleasure to serve the Lord in everything. We do so joyfully. It's not something based on how we just feel on the moment. It's a settled attitude of our hearts. I will give thanks to the Lord by serving Him with all that I have, with a settled attitude of joy. Serve the Lord with gladness. But then we also demonstrate our thanks as we come into His presence with singing. We are to come into His presence. We're not to run from Him like Jonah did. We're not to ignore Him like the world tries to do. We are to come into His very presence. We do so only by grace. We come not clinging to anything in and of ourselves, not even clinging to that service that we do unto Him, even the good religious service that we put in. We come into His presence in worship. We do so with singing. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Thanksgiving through worship, humble adoration is the appropriate action of the believer. And did you notice that such thanksgiving is not just with words? Okay, we can give that simple thank you, and that's an important thing for us to do. So often those words fail to come out of our mouths, even a heartfelt thank you. But our thanks needs to be shown in our actions. It needs to be shown in the very attitudes of our hearts, thanks being the reflection of the nature that the Lord is implanting within us as the people of God, a people who will be perfect in holiness. I long for the day when thankfulness will be so much a part of my nature that every thought and every word and every deed will reflect that. We are to worship and to serve the Lord and to give thanks. The fourth question then is every little child's question. Why? This evening, we consider that the inspired psalmist actually gives us three responses to that question. Why are we to give thanks? We see, first of all, that we're to give thanks to the Lord. We are to serve the Lord. We are to worship the Lord, first of all, because of who He is. Verse 3, know that the Lord, He is God. Verse 5, for the Lord is good and His steadfast love endures forever, His faithfulness to all generations. There you see just three of God's attributes mentioned. He's good, He's loving, and He's faithful. But He's worthy of praise for so much more. The Westminster Larger Catechism's question 7 answers the question of what is God with this answer. God is a spirit in and of Himself, infinite in being, glory, blessedness, and perfection. All-sufficient, eternal, unchangeable, incomprehensible, everywhere present, almighty, knowing all things, most wise, most holy, most just, most merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth. Our God is to be worshipped because He alone is God. the one person God worshiped by the Jewish folk is not the true God. The one person God, Allah, worshiped by Muslims is not the true God. Only the true God, the Lord, alone is God, and He alone, therefore, is worthy of our thanks and praise simply because of who He is. Worthy of thanks because of who He is, but then secondly, worthy of our thanks because He has made us. None of us are here tonight because you are the product of random chance over time. We're not here because we've evolved over millions and millions of years. We're here as the direct handiwork of the sovereign God. That's true for all of humanity, and it is true for us. This psalmist rejoices that we are intimately knit together in our mother's wombs, fearfully, wonderfully made. You know what? Even those traits that you don't like about yourself, even those things are a part of what God has woven together as a part of His sovereign design, all done for our good and for His glory. It's He who made us. And therefore, the psalmist says, we are His. We are the sheep of His pasture. Yes, we all, like sheep, have gone astray. But the Lord has named us as His own from before the foundation of the world. The Father sent His only begotten Son, that great shepherd of the sheep, the good shepherd, that He would lay down His life for His sheep, to redeem His sheep, restoring our souls, giving us life, even eternal face-to-face life with Him. My friends, we have all tremendous reason to be a people of thanks. In other words, the Lord is worthy of our thanks because of who He is and because of what He has done. He has made us. We are His. We are His own. We've seen the who, the to whom, the how, and the why of our thanksgiving. But the psalmist continues by answering, when are we to give thanks? Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Enter not to give praise, but enter giving praise. We don't come in the Lord's presence so that we might then give Him thanks, but we do so because we are already giving Him thanks. And that's furthered when we consider that every single verb that the psalmist writes here is in the present tense. Make a joyful noise. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into His presence with singing. Know that the Lord, He is God. Enter His gates with thanksgiving. Give thanks to Him. All are present tense, and all are a continual present tense for us. When are we to give thanks? We are always to give thanks. There's never a time when thanks should not be on our lips and should not be lived out in our walk in this world. Who, to whom, why, and when, all answered within this psalm, but there's that one final question. Well, for how long? If thanks is continually present tense in the life of the believer, it follows that thanks should be given for as long as there is a present tense for the believer. And here's the thing. Once you've been brought to life by the Spirit of God, you never die. That's what Jesus says. Your body may die, you may rest in the grave, but you do immediately go to the presence of the Lord. You will be resurrected into body. There will always be a present tense for the Lord. Or we could put it another way. We should sing His praise, give Him thanks for as long as the Lord is the one who loves us. That's forever. For as long as the Lord is faithful. Oh yeah, that's throughout all generations. Thanks must be always. Always the language of the believer. It certainly will be throughout eternity, so we might as well get used to it now. Every day with our present tense giving thanks. Today, tomorrow, and into the ages of ages. All the earth, all of humanity is called to give thanks to the Lord God. The reality is Thanksgiving shouldn't just be merely an American holiday. It should be the world's attitude every day. Clearly, we know that's not the case. This is all the more, though, the case for the believer, the forgiven sinner, the one who truly understands what it is that he actually deserves, The one who understands what it is he has been spared from. Thanksgiving should always be in our heart. It should always be on our mind. It should always come through our lips, and it should be always present here within these walls. So I guess what I said at the beginning is true. We can't truly miss Thanksgiving, because we're all called to make Thanksgiving every single day. So let's give thanks to the Lord now in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we confess our lack of thanks. So often we grumble and complain. So often we are not content with what your hand of providence has brought into our lives. Father, forgive us. Father, we rejoice that we actually already are forgiven in Christ. By your Spirit and the work of sanctification in our lives, do a mighty work of making us to be a thankful people. Thankful to those around us, but Lord, most of all, thankful to you. Thankful for your love shown to us who did not deserve it. Thankful for your giving of your Son, for your clothing us in his righteousness when we deserve the filthy rags of our sin. Thank you for the forgiveness that wraps around us when we should face your justice. Lord, make us a people of thanksgiving. May the world see in us what you have called the world itself to be. For Lord, we would seek to give you praise, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. For we would give you the thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.